to you. God bless you.
Good evening. Hallelujah. I'm excited tonight. I got two of my favorite guys, men of God, powerful, anointed, Dr. Patrick Obin and Prophet Irving Benjamin Jr. on tonight. I'm excited. I thank God for this topic, A Heart of Flesh, and welcome to Gatekeepers Global Podcast. It's just a branch of Gatekeepers Ministry International, and I give God all the glory, honor, and praise for this ministry. And I thank him for expanding it. I believe in God to do greater outreach concerning this ministry this year. I thank you for your prayers. And we're just here to lift up the name of Jesus, to bring you closer into a relationship with him, to thank Adonai Elohim, Abba Father, for all that he's done for us in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Adonai Elohim, we lift you up and we honor you. We magnify your holy name. We come before you in the name of Jesus and we thank you. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. We don't count it lightly that we have this broadcast again this evening to honor you and give you praise. Lord, I ask that you would move by your Holy Spirit tonight through these two men of God, Patrick, Dr. Patrick Obin, my spiritual son. I thank you, Lord, for how you've blessed him, kept him, anointed him, used him for your glory, your honor. Lord, thank you for his wife and his three little girls. I thank you for blessing his home. Lord, blessing his career. And touching his heart, Lord, as you do, to invest in us with these daily devotionals and all the books that he writes. We give you praise, honor, and glory tonight, Lord God, for this podcast. And Lord, we ask God that you would hover over the airwaves. I dispatch holy angels from the third heaven to hover over the first and second heavens to divinely protect the airwaves and the frequencies of this ministry, of this broadcast, to go forth with power, the word of God, hallelujah, with fire from the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, I humble myself tonight, Lord God, and I say thank you, blessing me with these two anointed, humble, great men of God being in my life. I thank you, Jesus. I ask God that you would use them tonight for your glory, that you would bless every listener, every person that has streamed in and dialed in tonight, in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you would beat back the forces of darkness on our behalf and that, Lord, your word and what we say tonight and do tonight will be pleasing in your sight. We thank you for obedient spirits, Lord, that we desire to obey you. We thank you for increasing our faith and the great grace that you bestowed upon our lives. We have to have your great grace, Lord, or we wouldn't be able to make it. So we give you praise, all the praise, honor, and glory tonight. And we thank you for providing for this broadcast, Lord, every month, for providing for the telephone bill, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, as you do every month. I thank you and I give you praise. Lord, I thank you for this topic, A Heart of Flesh. We don't hear much about A Heart of Flesh anymore. And, Lord, we just want to penetrate the airways and the frequencies, Lord, with your holy word, with your holy messages, from their hearts to yours and to the hearts of the listeners. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'd like to say a little bit about Dr. Patrick Obin. He is my spiritual son. I'm always honored to have him on the broadcast. He is a physician, a real doctor, a minister, an author, and president of Patrick Obin Ministries. I want to read a little bit more about him. He's a Bible teacher based in Ankeny, Iowa. Hope I said that right. He works as an internal medicine physician with the Mercy One healthcare system in the Des Moines, Iowa area. And his passion as a minister is to help believers grow to spiritual maturity while simultaneously experiencing the presence and power of Jesus through a deeper understanding and revelation of Scripture, as well as fellowship with Holy Spirit. On October 28, 2017, Dr. Patrick was formally ordained into the ministry by Pastor Benny Hinn in Dallas, Texas. Prior to his ordination, he had been actively involved in the ministry, teaching in churches, conferences, and live online Bible studies. Additionally, he is the author of The Devotional Life, A Key to a Spiritual Life with Results, and Deshen, D-E-S-H-E-N, Daily Devotionals. Driven by his calling as a teacher, Patrick Obin Ministries was created, a teaching ministry with a mission inspired by Habakkuk 2:14. Our mission is to build a glorious church through the teaching of the word and the power and wisdom of Holy Spirit shining in the hearts of believers, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Patrick firmly believes that God's word taught through Holy Spirit possesses life-changing power. They are spirit and life. They can heal broken hearts, break chains of sin and addiction, cultivate more responsible parents and households everywhere, lead to more loving neighbors in our neighborhoods, inspire people to become better citizens for their respective nations, etc. Beyond merely teaching the word, our ministry, he says, is devoted to equipping believers with the tools they need to examine Scripture on their own and cultivate a profound relationship with Holy Spirit through a healthy devotional life. He believes that skill in personal Bible interpretation and the Spirit are not mutually exclusive. Patrick typically calls this the two S's of Bible study, skill and spirit. As a result, he and his wife founded Deshen School of the Spirit as a platform to train and equip believers in the life of the Word and the Spirit. Patrick currently lives in Iowa with his wife, Mayak, and three little angels, Michaela, Gabriella, and Daniela. You can follow Patrick on Twitter at Patrick Obin, and he can tell you all the information if you want to get his devotionals. I'm so honored. I learn more about Patrick every time I listen to him. We met on the steps of a library here in Maryland. I was holding my Bible, and he took notice and mentioned it. So he struck up a conversation with me, and we realized we went to the same church. And so we took a class together called Pastoral Care, Patrick was a youth pastor where he came over here to the United States from Cameroon, Africa. And so we became friends, and I drove him to Bible study and home every week, and we got assignments together to seniors that were shut in, and we would visit them and minister to them in song and scripture and the word as we did pastoral care visits, and we would even deliver Thanksgiving dinners to them and Christmas dinners. I'm so honored to have Patrick on the line tonight. I say he's my spiritual son because he is, and I believe that I've learned more in the spirit from him than a lot of people that I know or a lot of ministry leaders. He is just few and far between. And I would say if you knew him personally, you would want to be a part of his ministry. He has a conference ministry once a year, and I minister on, and he has people that are leaders in the church and pastors that honor him and that minister under the anointing power of the Holy Spirit. So tonight I just want to introduce you for the first time, listeners, Dr. Patrick Obin. Hey, Patrick. God bless you. I'm honored to have you on the broadcast.
Wow. Hey, Linda. Thank you so much. Wow.
I know you got to leave us soon.
Right there.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm glad I thought about it because I never introduced you other than your name and being an intricate part of my life, you and your family. So I'm going to give you as much time as you need. So your mic is open. Yeah. God bless you. It's all yours.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Linda. Thank you. Yes, I got to leave for a live Bible study. This is such a precious, precious topic, as Linda already alluded to, and so much to talk about. So, dear Lord, just go straight to the point, and so we could catch up, and whatever is left, probably would look for some time later to talk about this.
Okay.
Because as she said, this is such an important topic. I can't overemphasize it. Not just for us as ministers, every single believer. It's so practical. It touches every part of our lives, Christian life and ministry. So very quickly, let me read Ezekiel chapter number 36, verse 26. That's the main scripture for the evening. I know minister friend and brother, Prophet Ivan, will be ministering after me, powerful man of God. I've listened to him here. Hope we get to meet someday, man of God, and always a blessing. Always a blessing listening to you. God bless you. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. It says, I will give you a new heart. And a new spirit will I put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. So talking about the heart of stone and the heart flesh, it's going to be more of a really brief teaching. So it's going to be quite systematic, and I'll let you know up front the things I really want you to keep in mind. The first, we're going to look at what is the human heart in this context. And as a teacher, that's what I love to do, just break things down so they become easy to digest and understand. What does God mean by the heart in this context and in the rest of Scripture? Very briefly, we're going to look at that. And we'll look at the two tables or tablets of the heart. So we'll look at two tables of the heart, and then from there, I would talk about the you know, the manifestations, expressions of fleshly or stony hearts. There are three of them, three principal manifestations in Scripture. For example, when the Lord talks about a stony heart, a heart of flesh, there are expressions of that. And we're going to look at those equally. And then we'll wrap up, obviously, with some practical applications and go from there. So just to begin with, what is a heart in this context? When the Lord says, I will give you a new heart, what was he talking about? It's very clear. If you look at that same verse, you see it right there. Not so hard to see. It says, I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. So it's very obvious. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about the human spirit. So the heart in this verse is the human spirit. And as believers, we know as human beings, we've got body, we've got the soul, and we've got the spirit. Right? Some theologians right now, so most of you are aware, that, oh, no, there's no difference between soul and spirit. We will not get into that this evening. But man in Scripture is presented as having body, soul, and spirit. And this word heart is quite tricky. It's tricky because it could be used in different ways based on the context, the verse in which it is used. For example, I told you, in this verse, the term heart is the human spirit. In other verses of Scripture, you're going to find the term heart used a little bit differently. So that's why I'll begin by saying, what is a human heart from the biblical perspective? Why is this so important for you? Let me take you back to Psalms chapter number 51, verse 10. I'll read very briefly. We all, most of us certainly, are familiar with this text. This is David crying. He says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew, he comes back to this spirit thing, a right spirit within me. This is after the adultery, the problems, the sin that David found himself in. And this is a man of God, which we all know this is a man after God's heart. This is his cry. He realized that his problem was his heart. He wanted to please God, but the problem he was facing was inside of him. And this is a man under the old covenant, a prophet of God par excellence, a great man of God, crying out to God for a new heart. And the interesting part is that God did not answer his prayer. Going to say, what? Yes, he did not. God could not answer David's prayer because it was not the time. David was a prophet. In fact, this man of God, he was attempting, I say attempting for a reason. He was attempting to live the life of Christ in the Old Testament because God opened his eyes to the realities of the riches of grace. This is a man saying, God, give me a new heart. And in 1 Peter, we hear God saying that prophets of old had cried out to God and said, Lord, show us just the time. We don't even want to taste it. Just tell us this beautiful thing the Spirit of God is talking to us about. Because what was the Spirit talking to them about? That a time is coming that the Lord will give people a clean and a new heart. The time is coming when the Messiah would come. The Holy Ghost will be given to people. A time is coming. It's called a time of grace. The Bible says holy men of God in the Old Testament, they craved, they desired to know of those things. God told them, nope, it's not for you. This is an example right here. And in the context of what we're talking about, this is talking about the new heart. So what we're talking about today is something that David cried out to God, and God told him no. God just couldn't answer his prayer because Jesus had not yet come. How beautiful. So what was David asking God here? He's asking 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse 17. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Something new takes place inside of them, but you have to be in Christ. He was saying, God, take me into the new covenant and give me that new heart. And the Lord says, it is not time, my son David. So what is the heart? You know, for time's sake, as I said very briefly, so I'll rush over a couple of things. If there are some things, I've written a lot about the heart. So you can go to my website, patrickoben.com. You'll find a lot. You can just search for some of the things I'm talking about. You'll find them there. So the human beings have two aspects. All of us as people, we have two aspects. We have an outer life, which is the body and the outward life. And then we have an inner life, which is made up of our thoughts, everything which is inside of us. For example, you're listening to me. Just say you were watching me right now talking. You see my body. You would hear my voice. You see my gestures. But you don't see what I'm thinking. You can't see how I'm feeling. You don't know whether I'm happy or not. I might pretend to be happy. So there are things you can see from the outside. There are things you can't see which are inside. That inner part of human being, that inner part of humanity, that inner part of us in general is what is called the heart. It is a broader category. So you have a heart, and that heart is inside of you. So whatever is within you, praise the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Oh, there are things that are within you. Those things constitute your heart. That's the first critical aspect. So the heart is the inner life of man. Now, let me take it further. There are two tablets of the heart. And you see this so beautiful in Jeremiah's prophecy and as the book of Hebrews talks about it, how it was fulfilled. The Lord says, I will give you a new heart and I will write my laws in your mind, in the tables, the tablets of your heart. So the heart has two parts. And those two parts can tell what they are, right? They are the human spirit and the human soul. Their heart has two parts. There is the human spirit and there is the human soul. Those are the two parts of the heart inside of us. Let me just give you this analogy. It's so beautiful. I'm telling you, you'll find all of this on the website, like I said. When Moses went up the mountain to get the laws of God, do you remember how many tablets did God give him? He gave him two tablets. He said he wrote the law on tablets of stone. What a powerful prophetic picture. Remember, today we're talking about the hearts of stone and hearts of flesh. When Moses went to the mountain to get the law which was given to stubborn people, God gave them the law by writing it down on two tablets of stone, representing stony hearts, disobedient, unbelieving hearts. In the New Testament, the same scripture being fulfilled, the scripture says, I will write my laws upon your hearts. This time, not a heart of stone, but a heart of flesh. Those same two tablets of the heart. Talking about the human spirit and the human soul. So what are the two tablets of the human heart? The human spirit and the human soul. Okay. One big major step forward. So if you know that, let's take it one step further to know, okay, if the heart is the human spirit and the human soul, let's bring it back to the context of Ezekiel 36:26. The Lord is saying here, I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit will I put within you. What is this verse talking about? What is this experience? This is certainly John. If you go to John chapter 3 and verse 6, That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. The new birth, Ezekiel 36:26, is a picture of the new birth. In other words, what that verse is talking about is the beginning of your walk with Christ. The day you say, Jesus, come into my life. If any man is in Christ, creator, a new heart, they receive from the Lord. So that new heart is a new spirit. God didn't say he's going to give you a new spirit in the future. No, the day you receive Christ, a new spirit was given to you. For time's sake, I'll not get that, but you'll see it later, right? God clearly, so beautifully, made a distinction between the new human spirit and his Holy Spirit in Ezekiel 36, right? You can read that later. So there is a distinction between our human spirit and the Holy Spirit within us. When we got born again, there was a new spirit that was given to us. That is a new creature. That is a new creature. So how did God begin our process of transformation? He has two tablets of the heart. He starts with the innermost tablet of the heart called the spirit. He gives us a new spirit. You are a new creature. It's not a future thing. It is now. It is now. You've got a new spirit. And that spirit that you've got, like we know, right? All of us probably know this. It's perfectly in the image of Christ. If humanity was solely a spirit, in other words, if all of us was just spirit, then we would be exactly the way Jesus is. How beautiful is that? Think about that. If we were just like angels, right, we don't have a soul and a body on earth, we would be exactly the way Jesus is. The fullness of Jesus' wisdom would be in us. Just imagine talking like Jesus talks. Oh, my goodness. Right? That would be wonderful. Think about speaking to demons the way Jesus spoke. Think about that love on your heart, that compassion for people. Think about the character of Jesus being perfectly expressed in your life, the way you talk, the way you act, the way you relate. But as we all know, that is just not the case. So what is the problem? It is not that the word of God is not true. It is because the humanity is not just spirit. God made man body, soul, and spirit. In other words, he began with the first and the innermost tablet of our heart called the human spirit. And then he now continues and says this, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Oh, there is a second tablet of the heart that has to be transformed. That is the tablet. That is the source of our problems today. And if there is a reason why we preach the word, it is not so that believers will be born again. It is so that believers will have a transformation of their hearts. Which heart? Not the heart of the spirit, but the heart of the mind, the soul, the transformation of their inside. The reason why you probably would not behave the way Jesus behaves, it's not because you have a different spirit than Jesus has. It's because you have a different mind than Jesus has.
Hallelujah.
The two tablets of the human heart. So let that sink in your heart, right? Now you understand. Let that sink in your heart. So there are two tablets of the human heart. There is the spirit, and then there is the soul, the mind. And God has already done his job with the human spirit. Something is left undone with the human soul. And both of them constitute the heart. So from what I've just described to you, in some Bible verses, you would find that the heart is used to refer to the spirit, like this one we've just read. In other verses, the heart might be used to refer to everything that is within us. In some verses, it might be used to refer more to the mind. You see, as good Bible students, you have to learn to correctly interpret the scripture, right? Know in each passage what God is talking about. So with that in mind, let's move. So how does the heart behave? So we now have two tablets of the heart, right? So do we have two persons in our hearts? No. This I don't want to step into this because it's such a beautiful aspect. In fact, I did an entire series about 2 years ago about spirit, soul, and body, how the human spirit and the heart functions. But since this is so critical to this teaching, I will briefly talk to you about it. So there is a spirit in us and there is a soul in us. How do they function? They don't function, listen to me, because as a Pentecostal, I came to realize we've made a big mistake in our Pentecostal doctrine, charismatic doctrine. It took me a long time studying the scripture to realize that was a big mistake. And this is that big mistake. Let me just tell you this. The average Pentecostal thinks that a human spirit functions differently from the human mind while we are here on earth. This is what it means. That is, for example, I've just told you that there is the spirit and then there is a soul in the heart. The Pentecostal think that, oh, there is a spirit, there is a mind. For example, when I'm thinking, I should think with my spirit and not with my mind. I know it's quite tricky. Like I said, please listen to the teachings on my website or read more because of time I can't get into the details. But we don't have two minds inside of us. You don't have two feelings inside of us. So remove from your mind that complicated charismatic theology that makes you feel as if the human mind is evil. You should try to live from your spirit. That is not true. That is not the way God made the human heart. While we are here on the earth, the spirit and the mind function as one. Man is a unified being. So don't think for a moment that inside of you, in your heart, there is going to be a heart that, for example, you can be thinking. You can think with your spirit or you can think with your soul. That's confusion. And that's a confusion that a lot of charismatics, like us, we were inside of. While we are here on the earth, for example, now you're listening to me, right? You're thinking. The reason why you're thinking is because your heart, you've got a heart, your spirit is still inside of you. So your spirit is inside of your being. It's part of your being. It functions in everything about you. So inside of your heart, there are three principal faculties. Faculties or capabilities or abilities in your heart. In terms of function, your heart has three things it can do. And we all know what they are. Number one, your heart can think. Number two, your heart can feel. Number three, your heart can will, can desire, can have an intent to do something. So that is the way your heart operates. So don't feel as if there is a feeling of your spirit and then there is a feeling of your soul. No, you have one feeling inside of you. And that feeling is a combination of the operations of your spirit and your soul together. So when the Lord talks about the operations of the heart, he's talking about how you think, how you feel, and how you are deciding the things you decide to do. Those three capabilities, the three abilities and functional operations of the human heart, they now determine these two classifications of the heart that we have in this scripture, stony heart and a heart of flesh. Do you now see? Those three faculties, the way you think, the things you want, the things you want to do, the way you are feeling right now, listening to me, the way your decisions in life, they determine whether your heart is a heart of stone or a heart of flesh from the functional perspective.
Yes.
So let me so that we put things very much in perspective here, right? We're going, I know it's, like I said, it's partly because I'm a physician, right? It's just, I'm intrigued by the idea of the heart. The Bible has so much to say about the human heart, and it's so confusing to so many believers. And I've just shared with you one of the reasons why it is so confusing to people, because of some doctrines and ideas that have been brought in. So in Ezekiel chapter number 36 and verse 26, the Lord talks about a heart of stone and a heart of flesh. And I said to you, in that passage, he was talking about the human spirit. He was talking about the human spirit. So he distinguishes between a spirit of stone and a spirit of flesh. So before I move further, very quickly, what is the difference between stone and flesh? Just very quickly. Think about the rocks upon which God wrote the Ten Commandments. Solid, unyielding, hardened hearts. A rock is something that is strong. It doesn't bend. You can't bend it. It is so hardened. If you try to bend it, it breaks. A heart of flesh, just like touch your body. It's soft. It's yielding. It's soft. That's the idea, the figurative idea of the difference between heart of stone and heart of flesh. So when God talks about the heart of flesh, these are the three things that I told you I would talk about in terms of functional expressions of the heart. There are many, but these are the three principal ones. When he talks about either on flesh or stone, there are three principal characteristics. Number one is obedience, ability to surrender. For example, is the heart yielding to God or not? Obedience. Number two is believing. Is the heart believing God or not? Number three is understanding. Is the heart able to understand the truth and the wisdom of God or not? These are three characteristics which are distinguishing between the heart of stone from a practical perspective and the heart of flesh. So what does that mean? A heart of stone is a stubborn heart. It doesn't bend. Have you ever tried to bend a rock? It doesn't bend. If it wants to do X, I'm going to steal this. No matter what God tells that heart to do, the heart is bent on disobedience. That is the way the heart of stone behaves. Its mind is set. It cannot change. If the evil it wants to do, it will do it. A heart of stone. Stony heart. The second thing is the heart that doesn't believe God. Unbelief is hardness of heart. When you don't believe God, your heart is hardened. It's like a rock that doesn't accept the truth about God. The third one is understanding.
Yeah.
You remember when Jesus talked to his disciples, he says, is your heart still hardened? Don't you understand? Do you remember that? When they came and asked him, to explain parables to him, he says, are you still hardened? In other words, is your heart still a heart of stone? Don't you understand spiritual mysteries? So understanding is a characteristic that distinguishes a heart of flesh from a heart of stone. So what is a heart of stone? From a practical perspective, which has to do with how the heart functions on the earth, right? It has to do now with our practical aspects. Now, let me begin. From a positional perspective, from Ezekiel 36:26, when God says, I'll give you a heart of flesh and take away the heart of stone, he was saying, I'll take away the human spirit, that ungodly, that sinful, fallen human spirit that is responsible for your mind being disobedient, for your mind not being able to understand me, for your mind not being able to believe me. The human spirit that is responsible for the hardness of your heart, I will take it away. And I will give you a spirit that loves me. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
This is what David was asking for. David realized that his problem was not just morality. There was something inside of him that craved evil, Have you met somebody watching pornography, wants to break up that pornography and is unable to? What about addiction? Someone just bound by an addiction. They want to get out and they can't. Do you know what the problem is? It's not morality. There is a problem of the heart. The heart. Somebody said the heart of the human problem is the human heart. And that is what it is. I wrote once a devotional once and I said, if the governments of the earth could find a medication that would treat the evil in the hearts of people, they will pay billions of dollars to buy those medications. It will empty jails. The problem is that governments don't know what to do with evil people. You can't remove evil from the heart of a man by throwing them in jail. You can't. What do you do to a husband that is fighting with pornography, like I said? Do you give them a medication? Absolutely not. What do you do with deal with a husband that doesn't love the family, or deal with somebody who is jealous, or who hates people? What do you do? Put them in jail? It doesn't solve the problem of your heart. The only way to solve the problem of the human heart is a new heart. And that comes from the Spirit of God. And that is what David was asking for. So God gave it to us in the new birth. It is a Spirit. It came. And then from a practical perspective, since the Spirit doesn't live on the earth directly, otherwise, all of us will be like Jesus. It is a soul. And that soul, like I told you, has three basic abilities. It thinks, it has feelings, and it has desires and a will. Change somebody's mind. Change the way they think. Change the way they feel. Change the things they long to do. You will change their lives. The problem is, how do you change them? How do you? So the heart of stone is a heart that is disobedient. It's disobedient. Mm-hmm. It's a heart that doesn't want to do the things about God, that doesn't love the things about God, doesn't want to obey God. As Christians, frankly, though our spirit has been renewed from the practical side, we can still have stubborn, hardened hearts.
Mm-hmm.
As Christians, though we've got the new spirit, if our minds are not renewed, we can still have hearts that are struggling to believe God. How many of you also struggle with unbelief? How many of you also feel like this man in Mark chapter 9, Jesus told him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. The guy understood his problem. He said, Jesus, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. The guy knew his problem was his heart. He didn't know what to do. He said, I want to believe. I believe, but there is unbelief. How many of you feel that way? I do many times. I'll not tell you a lie. I struggle with some verses to believe. I remember when the Spirit of the Lord told me once that I am not believing. I thought I was a man of faith until the Lord told me that is not true. I've thought this so many times. I've written so many devotionals on it. You'll be amazed how many of us don't believe God the way we assume we do. Hardened hearts. We can't believe the things about God. A hardened heart is a heart that doesn't understand the mysteries of God. You can't teach them deep spiritual truth. Your hearts are hardened.
Amen.
You always have to be at the baby level. Baby level, receiving milk, a hardened heart. But a heart of flesh is a heart that is soft. Flesh is soft. It means it is yielding. Like David, look at how David heard the prophet came to him and told him, this is what God is saying, you have sinned. And immediately, David didn't rise up and tell God, you know, he didn't get up and tell Gad, the prophet of God, you know, Gad, I am king. I will do what I want. That is a hardened heart. What did David do? He broke down. immediately and wept before God. A broken heart, heart of flesh. I'm telling you, this guy was trying to live in the New Testament while being in the Old Testament. Broken, softened heart, repentant heart. If there is a problem today, you find, not just in church, but in the world, people who defend sin. In other words, something is evil, it is brought to their attention, and they defend it. That is a manifestation of hardness of heart. In other words, it is so bent to do what it wants to do that irrespective of what God says, it will not change. Hardness of heart.
Yes.
But the heart of flesh, like David, when it hears the word of God, the Lord says this thing is evil, it breaks down. It is yielding. It is soft. It is obedient. It surrenders to the Father. Hallelujah. The heart of flesh is a heart like Mary. Be it unto me according to your word. He hears God's word and believes. Jesus reprimanded Thomas. Thomas heard and did not believe. Jesus says, blessed are those who would not see yet will believe. Says Thomas, because you have seen me, you believe. But those who haven't seen me, they are blessed when they believe. Hearts of flesh. Hearts of flesh.
Hallelujah.
A key example of heart of flesh is the centurion. He heard Jesus' words. He says, Jesus, just speak your word to me. I want to hear your word alone. And Jesus marveled. He says, I have not found such great faith, not even amongst my own people. Heart of flesh, that takes God. It takes the Lord at his word. Soft in heart. It is not complicated by theology. It is not complicated by my own desires, my opinion. It takes God at his word. Hearts of flesh. It's a heart that understands the things of the Spirit. Understanding is opened. The eyes are opened. Hallelujah. I would have to stop here. So much to say, but how do you change the heart? Like I just told you, well, let me just give you a practical example here. I remember I've shared this story before. It's one of the saddest things I've ever heard a Christian. In fact, it was a man of God said it. And because what he said is true, it applied to, many of you would relate to that. This guy was struggling with pornography, and he was in a program. He came and told his pastor about it, that he's struggling with pornography. His pastor said, go and read the Bible. He went and read the Bible from cover to cover, and this was his testimony. He said, I read the Bible from cover to cover, and I did, and nothing changed. I was still bound by my addiction. It broke my heart. I stood there. I said, if what this man is saying is true, we are doomed. This is the same word of God you heard. You heard that word of God as a sinner. It changed you immediately from a sinner to a saint. Your heart was changed immediately from a stony heart to a heart of
flesh.
You were changed from a sinner to a new creature. That same word today cannot deliver you from pornography. We are dead. We are doomed. If what you are saying is true. The word of God delivered you from hell to heaven. It cannot change you from depression. It can't. Something is wrong. Did you hear me?
Amen.
How many of you have taken the hold of the word of God and you discovered it didn't produce results in your life? Let me tell you, yes, God's word doesn't always work. Don't be surprised. I will not explain that, but I'll just tell you this. Remember the parable of the sower. The results of the word of God depends on the heart.
Yes.
It doesn't always work. I've told you three things that determine the characteristics of the heart. Are you yielding to God? Do you understand what you are reading? Do you believe the word of God? That is what matters. You can read the Bible from cover to cover, teach it as much as you want, fast as much as you want. A disobedient heart, a heart that doesn't believe God, a heart that doesn't understand, nothing would happen. It will not. Heart of flesh is what God is looking for. And the change that occurs is by the agent, the agency of the word of God. That is God's power medication that can change hardened hearts to hearts of flesh. That is what happened to you at conversion. You heard the word of God and the stony spirit became a spirit of flesh. That same word is coming to you today. And as you hear that word, it will change stony souls to souls of flesh, two tablets of the heart being transformed by the powerful word of God. Glory to God. God bless you. Linda, over to you. And always such a pleasure to be on the broadcast.
Thank you, Dr. Patrick Obin. I appreciate you, man. I know you have a ministry that starts at 8. I'm so filled right now. I just glean on every word you say. I appreciate it. We got those principles down packed, and we just have to believe from our heart, in our heart, and obey God. That's a powerful principle right there that we don't hear over the pulpits too much anymore. But thank you, Patrick. God bless you. I know you got to go. Say hello to everybody in the family. Love the girls. And be blessed on your broadcast tonight. God bless. Thanks for being on our podcast.
Bless that. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Linda. Love you. Love you all. Thank
you. Love
you
too. Well, I give God all the praise, honor, and glory. I thank you for calling in to Gatekeepers Global Podcast this evening. I thank you for those that are streaming in. I open tonight right away at 7 because I knew that Patrick had to do ministry at 8 o'clock and that he had 45 minutes and he really exploded the airwaves and penetrated the darkness by speaking to us about the difference between a stony heart and a heart of flesh. So I just want to play a song because that's what I usually open the broadcast with before I introduce my next special speaker, Prophet Irvin Benjamin Jr. So let's listen to this song.
Lord, with all my heart, I worship.
Hallelujah. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, we give you praise, honor, and glory tonight, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know that's what I've done. I've given him my heart a long time ago. It's been 41 years. And like the songwriter says, I give you my heart. That's intentional. We do it on purpose. Gave my heart to the Lord with the intention of him changing my heart, putting it in his hands and changing it how he wants my heart to be, a heart of flesh. My next speaker is my friend, Prophet Irving Benjamin Jr. He was born February 14th, 1973, to the late Irving Benjamin Sr. and late Vivian Ann Samuels in Brooklyn, New York. He attended the New York City public school system. In 1988, Prophet Benjamin was accepted and attended Bertram High School for Business Careers in New York City. The same year, he and his family joined Wayside Baptist Church in Brooklyn, New York, under the pastorship of the late Reverend Joe L. Parker. During Prophet Benjamin's tenure at Wayside Baptist Church, he recognized the call of God on his life through the preaching and teaching of late Reverend Joe L. Parker, and also during this time, he joined the Junior Usher Board and became the president of for that term. He was also the president of the youth ministry for ages 17 to 19 and on Fifth Sunday, which was Youth Sunday. From time to time, he would preside over the youth day service. Prophet Benjamin was faithful to Wayside Baptist Church. In 1992, Prophet Benjamin graduated from Mary Bertram High School for Business Careers with a high school diploma in accounting. A few months later, Prophet Benjamin was accepted and attended Shaw University, located in Raleigh, North Carolina. During Prophet Benjamin's matriculation at Shaw, God used him to be a light, inspiration, and encouragement to the administration, faculty, staff, and student body. He also respected on Shaw's university campus and community. He was also respected. While Prophet Benjamin was at Shaw, he joined the Mount Calvary Word of Faith Church under the pastorship of the legendary gospel singer Shirley Caesar in Raleigh, North Carolina in 1955. It was under this ministry that Prophet Benjamin was introduced to the gospel ministry, and even through the unadulterated word that was being preached and taught through this great vessel, God was molding and shaping Prophet Benjamin for greatness. On Friday, November 15th, 1996, he went forth to proclaim the gospel in his trial message. Pastor Caesar appointed Prophet Benjamin over the youth ministry, and through his faithfulness, God began to bless and manifest the Friday night youth services. Praise the Lord. In 1997, Prophet Benjamin graduated from Shaw University with a BA in sociology. In the year 2000, the Lord began to shift in his life and spirit of Prophet Benjamin, and the birthing and manifestation of the prophetic mantle was coming to pass. God was moving him further in his destiny and true calling as a prophetic voice in this end time. So Prophet Benjamin joined Resurrection Tabernacle of Praise Full Gospel Church, later known as Greater Life Tabernacle of Praise Full Gospel Church, under the pastorship of Apostle Mary Baxter. By Prophet Benjamin obeying God, the manifestation of the prophetic begin to really flourish in his life like never before. As Prophet Benjamin connected himself to this great and anointed woman of God, he recognized his identity as a prophet of God and prophetic psalmist. He remained faithful, and God blessed him with his own ministry, Apple of Thine Eye Outreach Ministries, known as Empowered to Excel Ministries in 2004. In 2002, he recognized that God was further calling him into the pastorship, in which he was in training for a year before being ordained in June 2003. By his overseer and pastor, Apostle Mary Baxter, over Faith and Praise Tabernacle of Deliverance Full Gospel Church, known now as Pool of Bethesda Tabernacle of Praise Life-Changing Church, Incorporated in Brooklyn, New York. In 2004, he renamed Empowered to Excel Ministries, Incorporated. In this season of Prophet Benjamin's life, he is doing evangelical work. Currently, Prophet Benjamin is the president and CEO of Empowered to Excel Ministries, Inc., which is to all humanity, empower them to excel in every aspect of their lives. Men excelling towards excellent ministries, a ministry for men, young and old, to encourage and motivate into becoming dominant in the spiritual and natural world. Pristine Image Enterprises Incorporated, which is his company for Christians and non-Christians, talent and gifted agency for those that need to be motivated and inspired to pursue their aspirations, dreams, and visions through the use of their gifts and talents. Prophet Benjamin is determined to follow Christ and do his will wholeheartedly. Hear ye him for his grace and ability. I'm honored and I'm blessed to have him as a friend, that I can call him directly to see if he has a minute to hear what's on my heart and receive a response from him that is scripturally based and from the Holy Spirit. I thank God for this man of God and this young man of God, as well as Dr. Patrick Obin. Both of them are young, a lot younger than me, and I'm honored to know them. I'm honored to know voices in the earth, voices in the earth that speak the will of God, the plan of God, the word of God, in the love of God, in the earth, in the atmosphere, to our hearts. God bless you, Prophet Benjamin. Thank you for being on the podcast tonight. I'm blessed to have you. I'm just eager to hear what God has given you to say to us tonight. It's all yours. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Glory to God. We give God praise. We honor the Spirit of Christ. Amen. That's here. Amen. We thank God for, glory to God, Gatekeepers Global Podcast. Amen.
Let me say one more thing. I'm sorry. I would like to open the lines up when Prophet Benjamin is finished his message. If anyone would like to speak with him, would like to share something that you want prayer about, he will pray with you. And I just wanted to share that to the callers. If you have streamed in on the website, the only way that you would be able to speak to him is if you dial 929-477-2442 and press 1 if you would like to speak to him. But we're going to let him give his message from the Lord to minister to our hearts this evening, and then I'll open the lines if you would like to address anything he has said or if you would like to speak directly to him. Thank you.
Thank you. Glory to God. Once again, we thank God, excuse me, and we give God praise. Amen. Glory to God for this opportunity. Amen. Glory to God to minister the word of God. We certainly want to give honor to the Spirit of Christ that is here. Certainly, I thank God. Amen. For our host. Amen. Evangelist, seer, Linda Cazares. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. I've been knowing her for some time now. Amen. It's been a while since I've been on her podcast. Amen. Glory to God. But I'm not a stranger to being on the podcast. Amen. Glory to God. And we certainly thank God. Amen. For this opportunity, for this assignment. Amen. Glory be to God. And I give God praise. I give God praise. Amen. I also want to honor my pastor, Apostle Mary Baxter. I don't know if she's on or not, glory to God, but she does, and she is aware, amen, glory to God, that I am ministering tonight because I believe, amen, glory to God, in being obedient to leadership, amen, glory to God. Sometimes people may not realize this, amen, but we get blessed, glory to God, by just being obedient, amen, and honoring leadership, amen, glory be to God. So I thank God for my pastor, amen, and my covering. Amen. Glory to God. I want to thank God. Amen. For Empower to Excel Ministries. Amen. Those that are on. Amen. Glory to God that are under my covering. I want to thank God for those of you that are connected to this ministry. Glory to God. We thank God for you, you, and especially you. Amen. And we give God praise. Amen. And I'm excited about the topic on tonight. Heart of flesh. Amen. Heart of flesh. Amen. Glory be to God. And I want to, first of all, I want to define two of the words, amen, that's in this: heart and flesh. Amen. Now, what is the heart? The heart is a hollow muscular organ that pumps blood through the body of a vertebrate animal by contracting and relaxing. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I don't know about nobody else, but you can't live without a heart. Hello, somebody. Amen, glory to God, because you need something that's going to pump that blood, amen, through your body. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you need a heart. Oh, that's a word right there. Hallelujah, glory to God. You need a heart, but you got to make sure you got the right heart. Amen. Glory to God, because you have some people, glory to God, that experience heart failure. Oh, that's something right there. Glory be to God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So you have to make sure, glory to God, that you have a heart, amen, that is functioning properly and rightly. Amen. Glory be to God. So that's the meaning of the word heart. The word flesh, amen, is the soft substance consisting of muscle and fat that is found between the skin and bones of an animal or human. Amen. Glory to God. And so, glory to God, if we know anything, you know, if you touch your skin right now, amen, glory to God, it feels, glory to God, soft. Amen. Glory be to God. But sometimes, amen, glory to God, because I remember about maybe 6 years ago, amen, matter of fact, on this coming Sunday, it's going to be 6 years ago when I was involved in a hit and run. And I experienced a broken tibia, glory be to God. And my leg, my left leg, glory to God, began to swell up, glory be to God. And so, glory to God, I could not necessarily, glory to God, pinch my skin because, glory to God, it began to harden because of an accident. Glory be to God. Oh, y'all better catch it. God is giving revelation just through this right here. I didn't even get to my notes yet. Glory be to God. But sometimes, glory to God, when someone damages your heart, somebody ought to catch it. Glory be to God, when somebody breaks your heart, glory to God, your heart begins to harden. Y'all better hear the Holy Ghost right here. Glory be to God. So what do you have to do? You got to go through surgery. Come on. You got Eshamanda Bohosha. You got to go Etamanda Boshekia Mansakushene. Go Etamanda Boshatalabaha. Go Etamanda Boshandida Bohosa. You got to go through a spiritual surgery. Glory to God, because it's going to take God, amen, to fix that heart. Come on, somebody. Who am I talking to tonight? Glory be to God. So that's the definition, amen, glory to God, of flesh, amen, that I just read. Now I want to get to, amen, glory to God, some points that I wrote down, amen, glory to God. But before I get to those points, amen, I want to go to scripture, amen, glory to God, because, see, you always got to have some backing, amen, glory to God, whenever you're delivering the word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to go to the book of Ezekiel. Amen. I want to go to chapter, glory to God, 11. Glory be to God. And I just want to deal what I think about a few of those verses. Amen. Glory to God. The book of Ezekiel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Chapter 11. Glory be to God. Starting at verse 14. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But I want to read, glory to God, verse 19 and I think 20. Glory to God. It says in verse 19, and this is Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19 says, "And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take that stony heart out of their flesh. And I will give them an heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep mine ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for them whose heart walketh after the heart of their detestable things and their abominations, I will recompensate their way upon their own head, saith the Lord God." Amen. Glory to God. So I want to talk about, glory to God, I want to first say, I got a few points here that I want to share. Amen, glory to God. The first thing I want to say is that the heart of flesh is a heart that is given to man by God so that it can absorb, receive, and apply the things of God in, glory to God, so that godly attributes and acts can be displayed to the glory of God. Amen. Glory to God. So when you have the heart of God, when you have a heart of flesh, amen, it makes that heart, glory to God, amen, able to receive, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, what God wants to put there, glory to God. And then you're able, glory to God, you're able, glory to God, to, glory to God, give off, glory to God, love, glory to God, to people. Amen. You're able even to give off love or share love with people, glory to God, that don't even like you, that don't care for you. Amen. And that's when you know, glory to God, without a shadow of a doubt, that you have the love of God in your heart. Amen. Glory to God. But you have to first accept God in your heart, glory to God, in order, glory to God, to have the heart of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Number two, it says the heart of flesh is the best heart, glory to God, to have, because this heart is engulfed with the love of God and is able to show the love of God without any selfish agenda. Come on here. But purpose is to spread and show the love of God to all people from different walks of life. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah. So when you have the love of God, when you have the a heart of flesh, glory to God, and you allow the love of God to come into that heart of flesh that you have. Amen. I'm not talking about a stony heart, glory to God, because, see, if you have a stony heart, nothing can penetrate it. Hello. Glory be to God. But when you have, amen, a heart of flesh, Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. You're able to receive. You're able to embrace. You're able to absorb. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shamande. You're able, glory to God, to absorb, amen, that love of God. Amen. And it's like a domino effect. Amen. Because when you show the love of God to someone else, and then they show the love of God to someone else, and then that person shows the love of God to someone else, it's a domino effect. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're talking about what on tonight? We're talking about a heart of flesh. Amen. Glory be to God. Number three, he says, glory to God, the heart of flesh can only be given, can only be given by God, not man. Amen. Because God is love, and God gives us the ability to love by way of the Holy Spirit. That shows mankind, or rather human, yeah, I will say mankind, how to love along with other attributes. Amen. So when you have the love of God, amen, there are other attributes, glory to God, because we can refer to the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. Love is one of those, amen, glory to God, temperance, glory to God, goodness, amen, and some joy, peace. Amen. Glory to God. There are attributes, glory to God, that comes from the Holy Spirit. There are fruits of the Spirit. Amen. But the main one, glory to God, is love. Amen. I don't care, glory to God, how much you can prophesy. I don't care, glory to God, how good you can sing. I don't care, glory to God, how good you can teach. Amen. And all that good stuff. Amen. Glory to God. But if you don't have any love, it's not going to work. It's not going to benefit you, and it's not going to benefit someone else. Amen? Glory to God. It's just like when you cook food. Amen. You can tell somebody that really put their all in all in that food. Amen. They put some love in that food. Amen. Because that food tastes so good. Amen. Glory to God. But if somebody cooks and they got an attitude and they got a negative energy, glory to God, and they got hatred and unforgiveness, that food ain't going to taste good. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So even when you cook, amen, whatever you do, amen, glory to God, make sure, glory to God, that you are showing love. And I'm talking about the love of God. I'm talking about the agape. Amen. Glory. I'm not talking, yes, about eros. I'm not talking about philia. I'm talking about agape. Glory to God. That in spite of love. Amen. Glory be to God. That love that there's no strings attached. Who am I talking to? Glory,
amen,
to God.
Hallelujah.
About agape love. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number four, glory to God. The heart of flesh is obedient and willing, glory to God, to do the will, the way, and the word of God. Amen. When you have a heart of flesh, amen, it's easier for you, amen, glory to God, it's easier, glory to God, and you are obedient and willing, it's easy for you, glory to God, to do the will of God, amen, to walk in the way of God, amen, glory to God, to, glory to God, receive the word of God, amen, glory be to God, the Bible says, if you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land, amen, glory be to God. So you want to make sure, glory to God, that, glory to God, that you have a what? A heart of flesh. Amen? A heart of flesh. A heart of flesh. Glory be,
amen,
to God. Number five, glory to God. The heart of flesh does not compromise, but obeys and abides to doing the will of God at any cost. Oh, that's good,
yes,
right there. Glory be to God. I'm going to say that again. Glory to God. The heart of flesh does not compromise, but obeys and abides to doing the will of God at any cost. Amen. Glory to God. When you have,
amen,
the heart of God, amen, you don't compromise. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
You don't take down your standard, glory to God, for which you stand for. Amen. Glory to God. If you are a loving person, if you are a giving person, amen, glory to God, amen, keep on doing it. Amen. Glory to God. Regardless of what people say or think or feel, amen. Glory to God. You keep being that person. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Amen. The key in that scripture is this, glory to God, that you got to give all your heart to God. Because, see, when you give all your heart, glory to God, to someone else, and they break your heart, it messes you up. Hello, somebody. Glory to God. Well, how do you know, prophet? Well, if you were in love with somebody at one time, if you were going to marry somebody, if you was engaged to somebody, glory be to God, and they decided to call off the wedding, glory to God, or they don't want to be with you anymore, it's going to do something to your heart. It's going to mess with you emotionally. Amen. But if you give your heart to the Lord, although that situation took place, glory to God, hallelujah, you have a better advantage, glory to God, come on somebody, of your heart being healed. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Number 6 says, glory to God, the heart of flesh speaks volumes without a planned script, but with a sincere and sensitive act or acts. Oh, I like that. Glory be to God. Let me read that one again. Glory to God. The heart of flesh speaks volumes without a planned script. Glory to God. But with a sincere and sensitive act or acts. Amen. Glory to God. When you have a heart, when you have a heart of flesh, amen, glory to God, you ain't got to put on an act. Hello. Glory to God. You ain't got to put on a facade, as they say.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to plan when they do scripts, they plan stuff with scripts, you know, actors. Amen. Glory be to God. But when you have the heart of flesh, amen. Glory to God. Amen. It becomes your purpose. Amen. Glory to God, to show love. Amen. It becomes your purpose to be sincere. It becomes your purpose, amen, to, glory to God, to be sensitive. It's even your purpose to have compassion, glory to God. The Bible tells us that Jesus had compassion, amen. Matter of fact, it talks about bowels of compassion, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Number 7, the heart of flesh is not selfish, does not give or hate, or unforgiveness,
hallelujah,
neither embraces
hallelujah
resentment, but targets to make a great difference by showing the love of God any and everywhere. Hello, hello.
Yes.
Glory to God. When you have the love of God, you're going to show love to that homeless man. Amen. You're going to show love,
amen,
to that drug user or drug dealer. You're going to show love to the prostitute. Glory be to God. Hello, somebody. You remember Jesus
hallelujah
met one at the well. Talk back to me here. Glory be to God. Talk back to me. Glory be to God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You remember, glory to God,
hallelujah,
when that woman was caught in the act of adultery. Amen. She was caught in the act. That doesn't mean that she was an adulteress. Amen. She was just caught in the act of. And so Jesus comes along. Amen. He goes, glory to God. He didn't even bother to look around. He probably didn't even bother to look at the woman. He just wanted to demonstrate. I feel God right here. He just is Shamando. He just wanted to demonstrate some love. Huh. Glory to God. And so, glory to God, he knelt down where the woman was. Amen. Come on here. Glory to God. Ayaboshah. And he began to write in the dirt, in the ground. Glory to God. He without sin cast the first stone. Glory be to God. Though, glory to God, when they both looked up, because at that point, I think Jesus and the woman looked up. Nobody was around but her and Jesus. Oh, y'all better catch that revelation. Glory be to God. If I shake a bye. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it was
hallelujah
love. Glory to God. It was the love. Amen. Glory to God that lifted that woman. You know they sang that song, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. So it was the love of God, amen, that lifted, glory to God, that woman out of that act. Glory, oh, y'all better catch it. Glory to God. It was that the love of God that lifted this woman out of that act. Amen. Glory
yes.
to God. Hallelujah. Number 8 says here, glory to God. Hallelujah. The heart of flesh does not mind the thing. Glory to God. The heart of flesh does mind the things of glory, does not mind the things of the flesh, but it minds the things of God. Yes, sir. Glory to God. The heart of flesh does not mind the things of the flesh. I want you to catch this. But it minds the things of God. Amen. Glory to God. It minds the things of God. That's the key right there. When you have a heart of flesh, glory to God. And I'm talking about when you get the love of God in your heart, you will mind the things of God. Amen. You won't consume.
Yes.
You won't concern yourself about that other stuff. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory be to God. You know, a lot of this stuff that's going on, glory to God, is nothing but a bunch of distractions and a bunch of drama. Hello. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why, glory to God, you got to focus. Amen. Glory to God on the things of God. Hallelujah. Focus on the things of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Number 9 says here, the heart of flesh causes one to live right, to do right, and be right. Let me say that one again. The heart of flesh causes one to live right, do right, and be right. Glory to God. No, you're not going to cross every T. No, you're not going to dot every I. Ah, come on here. Glory be to God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, but you strive every opportunity that you get. Glory be to God. You strive, you strive, you strive every opportunity that you get to do the best, to be the best. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And so God, hallelujah, wants us, amen, glory to God, to have a heart of flesh. Glory to God, so that we can be, glory to God, receptive. Amen, glory to God, to receive God's love, glory to God, so that we can reciprocate it, amen, to other people, amen, whether saved or unsaved, whether black, white, glory to God, whether prostitute, glory to God, doesn't matter, glory to God, God wants us, he wants us, glory to God, glory to God, to show the love of God, in Jesus' name, thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I'll open the lines if you would like to talk to Prophet Benjamin or put in a prayer request, and all of us, the listeners and Prophet Benjamin and I, will pray for you. You can press 1 and I'll open your mic and see what you have to share.
Amen.
If you've dialed in 929-477-2442, you can press 1 and you can speak directly with Prophet Benjamin. I'm telling you, I've gotten doctor's diagnosis that I've shared with him. Maybe on the same day I've gotten them that were a little sensitive to me. And the Lord ministered through him to me what to do. And when I went back and had the test done again, it was negative. Nothing was happening.
Thank you, Lord.
And God did what he said he was going to do. So I believe
in
prophets. I believe in prophecy. I believe that God speaks through clean vessels, obedient vessels, men of God and women of God. And so if you would like prayer tonight for something, someone, spouse, children, grandchildren, job, you need blessings in any area of your life, and or if you're being challenged. You know, the devil brings challenges to us on a daily basis, and the Bible says where two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst. So he is in our midst tonight. There's many of us all over the world, all over the country, listening to this podcast tonight, A Heart of Flesh. And it has well spoken about, well dissect, and we've been ministered to scripturally, which is very important, and from the Holy Spirit, from both guest speakers. So if you've dialed in, all you have to do is press 1, and I'll be able to see that you want to share something or you have a prayer request. Don't be shy. You don't have to say your name. You can just share, and you don't have to be shy. And there's going to be another prophet on the broadcast that both of us hear often. My friend, prophetess Iris Nazreen, she wrote a book about 2023 and beyond. The Lord gives her visions, dreams, words about the future of the world, the nation, and everything. And she's going to be on soon. She's waiting to get the book out from the publisher to come on. But anyway, we're on tonight. It's been a powerful broadcast. And this is my friend. I know that when he prays scripturally, he prays from a pure heart, and his prayers reach the throne room of God. When you know somebody's prayer reaches the throne room of God, that's who you need to be talking to. That's who you need in your circle. And so I just give God all the praise, honor, and glory tonight. You don't have to be long-winded. You can be brief or you can be long-winded. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus and encourage your heart. So if you've dialed in and you would like to share something, have something to say, or even to encourage the man of God or me, you can press 1, and I'll open your mic and let you share. I want Prophet Benjamin to let you know where you could sow a seed into his ministry. So why don't you share that with us right now?
Amen. Glory to God. To anyone that's on the line or around the world, amen. Glory to God. If you would like to sow into my life and ministry, amen. Glory to God. Tonight or however God leads you, amen. I do have a Cash App. It's $FaithandFavor9. I also have PayPal. That information is Empowered. Glory to God. The number 2, Excel. The number 1 at gmail.com. I have Zelle, which is faithandfavor@gmail.com. I also have a P.O. box. You know, some people are not computer savvy, and that's quite all right, but I do got a P.O. box. Amen. Glory to God. P.O. box. You can write to Empowered. The number 2, Excel Ministries Incorporated, P.O. Box 23157, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, and attention to Prophet Irving Benjamin Jr. If you are going to write a check, glory to God, just put my first name, Irving Benjamin Jr., amen, and just make sure if you're writing a check that is, glory to God, that is saved, Holy Ghost filled, and filled in the bank. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory
Amen.
Be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And, of course, if you need to contact me, I'm on social media, on Facebook, Irving Benjamin Jr., and I also have a ministry page, Empowered 2XL Ministries as well. So you can always contact me, and, of course, throughout the week, I'm always doing something ministry-wise. Amen, to uplift and build and empower the people of God. So you're more than welcome to be part of that. Thank you so much.
Well, praise God. You got one more chance to press one. And so you can share, talk, minister to us, say something. But I'm glad
Amen.
That we had that time and that opportunity. If you don't think that you have a heart of flesh that has been thoroughly ministered across these airwaves tonight into your spirit, ask God to give you a heart of flesh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There's so much evidence that can come out of a person as proof that God exists through a heart
Amen.
Of flesh. The fruit of the Spirit just emanate from those that have a heart of flesh. And the Bible tells us about so much that God gives us. And that's one of the greater things that he gives us, a heart of flesh. Well,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Prophet Benjamin. I appreciate it. I'm blessed. I've been blessed. I felt like I was sitting up in the front row in church this evening.
All right.
I want to honor my pastor, Pastor Jack Morris of Largo Community Church here in Maryland on Enterprise Road. He just said his last goodbyes to his wife that went to heaven a couple of weeks ago, and in the pulpit on Sunday, you can hear it. So pray for him because he's in a grieving period, and I think he's doing very well, and he's been preaching every Sunday since then. So when you think about Pastor Jack Morris, lift him up in prayer that God will encourage him and strengthen him. So I'm going to close the broadcast since nobody has desired to speak with Prophet Benjamin. I thought we might have a word from the Lord tonight other than the great prophetic word he gave tonight, scripturally. Some of you may not understand what prophecy is, but it'll come out of the man or the woman of God that is called to a prophetic ministry. Nevertheless,
well,
we give God all the praise, honor, and glory tonight.
Well,
thank you, Prophet Benjamin.
Can I just share this with the people?
Sure. Yes.
Amen. Well, I just want to encourage the people, God, those of you that are listening, amen, glory be to God, to let you know, glory to God, this is a prophetic word, amen, glory to God, and I want to encourage the people of God, amen, that we are in a 7-year, amen, glory to God. 7 is the number of completion, ayabosha, glory to God, and something that the Lord told me, glory to God, concerning this particular year. Amen. Glory to God. He said that this would be a year of restoration. This would be a year of release. And this is a year of recovery. Amen. Glory be to God. So this is the year. Amen. Glory to God. Where God is going to restore whatever has been stolen, whatever you lost, whatever has been taken. Amen. Glory be to God. God is going to restore you in this year. Amen. Glory be to God. God is getting ready to do some things. Amen. Glory to God for his remnant. Amen. And I'm talking
Amen.
To those of you, glory to God, that have been diligent. I'm talking to those of you that have been working the assignment or assignments that God has told you to do. I'm talking to those of you that's been obedient. I'm talking to those of you that's been tithing. You've been giving. You've been sowing seed. Glory be to God. This is your year. Amen. Glory to God. This is your year of recovery. This is your year of restoration. This is your year of release. Amen. Glory to God. God spoke to me, glory to God, Evangelist Linda, glory to God, back in 2020 when the pandemic, glory to God, first started coming forth. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Lord said, glory to God, that he was going to send supernatural provision. Glory to God for those, once again, that are obedient, that have been diligent, that's been working the assignment or assignments, that have been tithing, that's been giving, that's been sowing of seed. Amen. Glory to God. And if you stood through, and we're still, like, in a sense, in the pandemic, Glory to God, and there's a famine. Glory to God, and there's a recession, and there's things going on with prices. But I want you to understand, and I want you to know that regardless of what's going on, that God is going to take care of the faithful. Amen. He's going to take care of his remnant. The Bible says, glory to God, that a faithful man abounds with blessings. So regardless of what's going on with the government, regardless of what's going on in your city, your town, amen, what's going on in Christendom, amen, I want you to know, glory to God, if you have been faithful, glory be to God, if you have been faithful, glory to God, then you're going to see the hand of God move for you. I even hear the Lord saying, he's showing me 7 and 10. Within these next 7 and 10 years, glory to God, God is going to do some things concerning you. Glory be to God. Yes, the world is going to go through some stuff. Amen. But we who have been faithful, glory to God, God is going to take care of us. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to hold fast to your faith. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't give out. But just know, glory to God, Evangelist Linda, because of your faithfulness, glory to God, because of you, glory to God, working the assignment or the assignments, because of you tithing, giving, and sowing, you are going to see the hand of God move for you in this hour. Glory to God, in
Amen.
This year. Glory be to
Amen.
God. God is going to move for us. He's going
yes.
to do the miraculous. He's going to do the supernatural. Glory to God. He's going to work miracles and wonders.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. For his people.
Hallelujah.
He's going to do it for us. Glory to God, because of our faithfulness as unto the Lord. So watch the hand of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch the hand of God. I'm talking to the faith walkers, and I'm talking to believers. Hallelujah on tonight. Glory
yes.
be to God. Hallelujah. Watch the hand of God in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. We receive it. I receive it and believe it. My heart of flesh receives
yeah.
that word in the
Thank
name
you, Lord.
Of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, God. Bless your
hallelujah,
name, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you praise.
Yes, God. If I see.
We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise.
Yes, Lord. We bless
hallelujah,
you
hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, that was a special word to everybody that has called in or streaming in. And from whatever nation, time zone you're in, that you tune into this broadcast, A Heart of Flesh, on demand. This podcast will be on demand right after we end the broadcast tonight. And those of you that will listen to it on demand from whatever time zone you're in, that word is for you. If it applies to you, receive it with a heart of flesh. If you receive it in your hearing, say you receive it. Amen. Jesus said, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear. So there has to be people that don't have an ear to hear. Let us be people tonight that have an ear to hear, where we have heard what the Spirit of the Lord has said tonight through Dr. Patrick Obin and through Prophet Pastor Irving Benjamin Jr. and that powerful word that he just gave as well. So I'm going to close the broadcast tonight. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. It's nighttime here. Might be morning someplace else to our listeners But right now, I just want to share with you to do on purpose. Whatever you do for Christ will last. A heart of flesh is motivated and is intentional in doing everything for Jesus Christ. God bless you. Thank you for joining us at Gatekeepers Ministry International. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.